Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You're winning two tickets to see the Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age take cover tour 2026. The show's Monday, August 17th at Nationals Park. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. This is courtesy of Live Nation. Show's brought to you today and every day by the law firm Cundori & Murad. They will help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. I owe those guys a thank you. Tobes and I sat in their cap seats last night and got to see Alex Ovechkin's 900th career goal in person.
That is pretty damn cool. Not too shabby.
Appreciate them for allowing us to go to the game last evening. And Toby and I found out that the souvenir cups at Capital One Arena are indeed refillable, which is lovely. And I was with Toby, and he didn't fight anybody who works at the arena last night. Not even one person.
That's awesome. That's a streak now. What's that, like two straight games?
It's a great bit, because anytime any kind of picture of Toby at the game, or I mention Toby or anything, someone's like, are you making sure he's not fighting anyone?
Is that the guy that fought them? Yeah.
Even yesterday, when we were talking about going out to the big event in Reston tomorrow, we're going to be at the Char Bar at the JW Marriott. Someone said they better sear Toby's rockfish just so, or he's going to be overturning tables.
He'll flip a table over. That charcuterie board is going to go up against the wall.
His reputation is just taking such a hit. You have one little dust up at Capital One Arena over some ketchup. Or what was it? Was it ketchup?
It was more than ketchup. It was just not giving
it was
my
the principal.
Order correctly. Yeah, I mean, it was just not giving me my drink. Look, lady, give me my drink.
He dropped a look
the
lady.
Look, lady. Now, is that Toby or Toki?
I think when you go look lady, it ain't Toby. I think that's Toki's music.
Yeah, that's Toki's music.
All right, speaking of hockey, let's give you a quick thought on the Capitals. Last night, they got the 6 goals to get out of the slump that they desperately needed. 2 from top line, handsome Tom Wilson. 2 from Anthony Beauvillier. A goal from John Carlson and number 900 from Alex Ovechkin. Another strong performance in net from Logan Thompson as well. A 5-goal win over a bad Blues team. 4-goal second period was just what the doctor ordered.
Great chance to get right there. That the Beauvillier goal, I guess it was the first one or the second one. They all run together because there were so many goals last night. Just a beautiful case of stick handling. Ended up with a backhand into the wide open net. Those kinds of breathe easy sort of games, you know, it's not indicative of how things are going to go every night, especially in this league or especially with this upcoming schedule. But you can really use those from time to time where everything seems like a struggle, where you may be doing something right and you're losing a 1-0 game based on a deflection or whatever. So they're nice to have those every now and again.
Let's get you the NFL on the Blitz. And to help us do just that, we've got Ian Harditz on to break down the National Football League. One of the guys we like to chop it up with on the fantasy front, all things football. You can follow him on social. It's iHeart. It's HARTITZ on social. Ian, good to talk to you again, man. How are you?
Doing great, man. Happy week 10.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't believe we're here already. Thursday night football tonight. The Raiders are not good. The Broncos are, thanks to a championship-level defense. How bad did Vegas bungle the offseason trying to not bottom out by going and getting Geno Smith, by going older at head coach with Pete Carroll? I mean, is it already enough precincts reporting here to know that they screwed this up?
Yeah, I mean, I think the real big issue was, as great as a talent as he is, just using that ever so valuable top 10 pick on a running back. It's not taking anything away from Ashton Jeanty, but man, if anyone's tuned in, pretty much every game other than when they face the Bears, which, you know, is a funny coincidence for a lot of offenses, it's just been riding the struggle bus anytime they've been trying to get anything going on the ground. So, hey, decent enough core with the playmakers and Jeanty and having Bowers healthy and everything. Hopefully they can find a quarterback here in 2026 and beyond, but yeah, not looking good in 2025.
There are 3-7-2 teams in the league. The Colts, the Broncos playing tonight, and the Patriots. Of those three, who do you think is a true contender, and who do you think is kind of a yeah-but kind of team?
Man, the Broncos, so I understand Bo Nix hasn't necessarily played his best ball throughout the season. He's kind of gotten just a chance to beat up on the Cowboys and Bengals like a lot of quarterbacks out there. But end of the day, man, they've won 6 games. They keep on finding ways to play their best football in the fourth quarter. And if I just had to try to pick kind of the most elite group of any of those teams, I do think it's going to be that Broncos defense. So, yeah, give them some credit, man. Week 8 actually went in and just beat the Cowboys, which you could argue is the best offense, probably more like a top 3-4 offense in the league. And last week, they took down the Texans, who were probably the best defense in the league, if it's not the Broncos themselves. So, again, not quite sure how Bo Nix is going to go, you know, facing a Josh Allen or Mahomes in the playoffs, kind of like bringing a knife fight to a gunfight and all that. But just, again, among those three teams, I think there's enough of a complete argument for the Broncos to go ahead and give them a nod.
Ian Harditz covering the NFL on our Beltway Blitz. I'm intrigued by the QB matchup in Giants-Bears this week. Jackson Dart, year one. Caleb Williams, year two. Giants a tougher out now at 2-7. Chicago coming around at 5-3. What do you make of the seasons those two guys are having?
Yeah, honestly, it's funny. I just said it with Bo Nix about the Bengals and the Cowboys. That's kind of been the same exact thing for Caleb Williams this year. I mean, you look at it, an EPA per play can sometimes be more of a team offensive stat than, you know, a great individual qualifier, but that can be the case for a lot of stats. And anyway, Caleb Williams, top 3 weeks in those two matchups, 15th or worse though in every other game this season. So we have seen better progress, I would say, from the Bears in the run game since they've gotten back from their bye, third most efficient group in the league. Also getting DeAndre Swift back this week. So moving in the right direction, which is expected with a young quarterback, first-year head coach and Ben Johnson and all that. But this would be a nice situation for them to hopefully, again, put their best foot forward in a slightly tougher matchup. But I don't know. You've got the Giants over there, despite having all that talent on the defensive line. They still can't really stop opposing run games or get too much going. So I will say, I mean, Jackson Dart, if we had to do the draft again, like tomorrow, guys, not saying he'd be the 101, but I think he'd be up there. I mean, I think Cam Ward's flashed plenty of arm talent, but I think there's no chance that this dude makes it out of the top 10, let alone even the top 5, based on how he's been able to play. So just the fact, too, that, you know, no Malik Nabers, they lost Cam Scatterboo, just completely devoid of playmakers in New York, but Dart's going out there every single game and competing. Just wish he'd take a little bit more good care of himself, man, taking some big hits out there, maybe spending a little too much time with Scatterboo over the month.
Ian, I'm a stubborn child in a million different ways, and I'm terrible. I mean, terrible at a lot of things, but especially terrible at updating my file. And that goes in both directions, good or bad. So the reason I bring it up is Washington's opponent this weekend, the Detroit Lions. I still think of Detroit as class of the NFC Detroit. And even when they lose in a fashion that's unbecoming, like they did this past week to Minnesota, I still go, yeah, they're great. And that was just a stumble. Are they, though?
So they haven't been the same beast on the ground. I think that was what we kind of saw get exposed last week. And honestly, as much as people want to complain about David Montgomery getting more touches than Jahmyr Gibbs, which is, of course, you know, a stupid fantasy nerd making a big deal out of stuff like that. I mean, Nate Tice over at Yahoo had a great stat that basically said that Gibbs gave up more pressure in that game than any running back that's been chartered since 2018. So I think it's a situation where they've had some offensive line injuries and just, again, kind of the core nucleus of these great Lions offenses over the years has been the ability to run the ball on anyone, just dominate the line of scrimmage. So when you do take away that crutch, you just don't get quite as dominant of a group. But even in that Vikings game, you know, we had a blocked field goal out there. We had some other turnovers, a lot of just short, you know, kind of field for J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings in the second half. So I do think if they play that game 10 times, you know, the Lions are probably going to be walking away with a W in seven of them, not to take anything away from Minnesota. But I hear you in terms of them maybe not being the same juggernaut as past years. So hopefully that secondary gets a little bit healthier. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson just got paid. He's always wreaking havoc along the line of scrimmage. But yeah, man, that NFC North as a whole is wide open right now. I still would say, you know, Lions are probably the best team there because Packers have been pretty inconsistent as well. But yeah, man, NFC as a whole, guys, I'd be curious who you guys think is going to maybe make it out of it. If I had to pick, probably the Rams at this point, but I feel like there's not an overall dominant team really anywhere.
Yeah, Rams, if Stafford stays healthy, feels like a good bet. Hey, Ian, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk soon.
Later. See you, dude.
Got it. Let's localize the football chatter. Our buddy Logan Paulson, my co-host on Take Command. You can check Logan out on Take Command. 3 episodes a week right after games, then a breakdown of the film a couple of days after the contest on Tuesdays, and then today, every Thursday, a preview pod. So we just dropped a new pod of Take Command today, looking ahead to the Lions game after Logan watched the tape. Logan, when you watch the Lions, what do you see compared to the past?
Yeah, man, I think I see a team that's obviously very talented, but I think offensively there are some cracks in the armor, is probably putting it strongly, but I do think you see a team that's not quite as efficient. I think when you look at the interior of their offensive line specifically, they got 2 young guards who I think are going to be great football players, but they're kind of going through a maturation developmental process. They're banged up. And again, like when you take some of that efficiency that they had last year with like 2 experienced guards, like an all-pro center, take that out, kind of cycle these new pieces in, the rushing efficiency decreases a little bit. And again, like they still hit their explosives runs, just not at the same frequency they did last year. They've been in more third and longs, more drop back passing opportunities for Jared Goff. And I think all of that kind of combines for, you know, just a group that's not quite as efficient to my eye when I watch the tape offensively as they were last year.
Looking for Washington's offense, what does the tape tell you? It feels like, you know, for the short term right now, it's like a pitcher tipping pitches in baseball. It seems like the defenses have had the answer key.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with the offense, obviously, like not having your horses out there, specifically at wideout, are going to make things really, really challenging in terms of creating separation. And I think, you know, obviously, like there are ways around not having like top flight talent at the receiver position. And like historically, Cliff has used tempo, used kind of 4x1 overloads to create some of those advantageous looks for guys who have been less talented. But again, like you said, it seems like defenses have kind of keyed in on that with the man-to-man coverage element a little bit. And so I do think that, you know, I think Cliff's a really smart dude, and I think he'll kind of maybe bring some more to the party as the season goes on in terms of like bringing new guys along. I think that's the other thing that's hard to kind of negotiate here in terms of what they can and can't do. It's like they've got a lot of new pieces in the building. I mean, Treylon Burks is now on the 53-man roster, and he has been here for like, you know, 10 days or whatever it is, 14 days. So there's a lot of learning in the offense, a lot of development in the offense, a lot of people in new roles. And so, like, I know people want to add diversity, but you're kind of bringing in new pieces at the same time. So I'm really curious to see what Cliff does. I think he's intellectually capable of doing it. I just wonder if the personnel and the newness of everything is kind of making some of that difficult.
How about Joe Witt, the embattled DC, who spoke to the media today, said, look, I got to be better. We got to be better. He's moving down to the sideline. I feel like this is a game where maybe he could dial up the heat. I'm not always a proponent of just saying blitz more. But Jahmyr Gibbs really struggles in pass pro. You mentioned that the issues on the interior of the line. One of the strengths for Washington defensively has kind of been up the middle, blitzing from the linebacking spot. Might this be a game where they could turn that heat up a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's a really great point, Grant, and something you brought up on the Take Command podcast, obviously, which is great. So, like, I think the thing about that is everyone says we need to bring pressure. We need to kind of look at that Minnesota game plan as a roadmap. And I think Minnesota did a great job. I think the thing that concerns me is just like, what kind of coverage structures are you going to play behind it? You know, historically, Joe Witt Jr. has been a man coverage guy on the perimeter. But with Marshawn Lattimore out and we're kind of moving some pieces around the secondary, how comfortable do we feel with those man coverages? Do we play some type of zone? Like, I think they did a great job against the LA Chargers, for example, bringing some of those internal pressures while playing zone coverages behind it, Tampa 2, 3 deep, 3 underneath, things like that. And so that's the question to me is, yes, I think you've identified the issue with this team, pass protection by the running backs, pass protection versus stunts and movement on the interior of the offensive line. It's just now how do we make sure that we insulate ourselves versus the explosive play and make sure that the guys in the back end are communicating that effectively. I think that's the big one too, because like I think that's been maybe like the biggest bugaboo this season of just like mental mistakes in the secondary. So how do we kind of make sure that we are bringing pressure, insulating them in the back end, and making sure those guys on the perimeter and at the safety spots know the rules versus different formations and different alignments.
Look, run game wise, I understand, you know, kind of to your point about man coverage, right? Where it's like one-on-one, these guys feel comfortable and it feels like there's some box stacking and the like, but I've been frankly pretty surprised that there hasn't been more real estate from a run game that was so brilliant at times last year and even early this year. You know, whether it's, you know, the quarterback fakes and some of the read option looks and different things, they just haven't really been able to get some consistency on the ground. What are you seeing there?
Well, I think the first thing you said there with the man coverage is something that is like it affects every, like yeah. literally everything in the offense. Like, look at the stuff, like the teams like Pittsburgh, Philadelphia in the first matchup, teams that were really able to kind of punch them in the mouth defensively. There are teams that played man coverage or heavy match coverage, press, take away your RPO, take away your screens, take away your quick game, and basically say, like, try to beat us down the football field. And I think you're seeing more people adopt that because, you know, last year, that's what Pittsburgh does. Obviously, Philadelphia has that really dynamic secondary last year. One of the best defenses that I've covered and that I've observed in my time covering the NFL. But I think that now, because our personnel is somewhat diminished, they can be more aggressive. So again, you mentioned the RPO, you mentioned the zone read. It really is helpful playing man coverage in those situations, especially press man. And then people say, like, well, what about stacking the box? It also allows you to stack the box, right? Because now I can make sure that I have someone for the tight end, I have someone for the F, I have someone for the H, I have someone for the quarterback. There's extra players in the front who, again, you can mess with their eye discipline a little bit with some of the play action pass stuff. But in terms of like fits, downhill, people in the box, like it makes it much more challenging to stop the run or to run the football, excuse me. So I think there are some things that they can do that are going to be challenging. And again, you got to kind of find the best runs, how to displace people, all those things, maybe using formation. That's something Cliff's always done a great job of. But I think the other thing that's important to note here when it comes to running the football, one of the reasons that they were so successful at running the football last year is they were able to get more attempts. They're playing with a lead. They're getting more first downs. They're getting more bites at the apple. And I think when you look at games where there's good game flow, you know, the LA Chargers, the New York Giants, the Las Vegas Raiders, and they're up and they're playing with like a lead for the most part, they get more touches, the backs get explosive runs. So I do think there's game flow issues here, there's schematic issues here. And so to me, like the number one thing they need to do is just make sure you get first downs. Give us more opportunities to get the back touches and possess the football. And so hopefully that leads to points, and hopefully that leads to a fourth quarter where we can get those backs as many touches as they need, kind of like Kansas City did versus Washington a couple weeks ago.
Logan, the story in The Athletic about you was great. Hopefully all of our listeners have read it. If you haven't, go check it out. Thanks for hopping aboard, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
Be good. There's Logan Paulson. Of course, if you like the film analysis, the scheme insight, the deep dive X's and O's, information he provides, Take Command, wherever you get your audio, is a three-time-a-week podcast that he and I do. Although, don't listen to it between 2 and 6:30.
No, thank you.
Listen to this here radio program that helps your pals out just a little bit more. G&D on the Fan. We're going to debut a new segment. We're going to try it on for size coming up in a few minutes. It's called I Missed It. It's based on Dan Quinn saying he missed it.
He missed it.
This week. We're going to explain next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. The show is out and about for a Friday field trip tomorrow. We're at Char Bar in Reston at the JW Marriott. Brand new hotel, brand new beautiful restaurant and bar. Delicious food, great spot to post up for 4.5 hours. Come on through and say hello. It is time to debut a new segment. We're going to try this on for size. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it never happened. You guys just keep a little secret. The segment is called I Missed It. Okay, so Dan Quinn, you may remember, going back to Monday after Jaden Daniels was left in the game down 31 with 7 minutes to play, was asked about Jaden Daniels' injury. And he acknowledged that after thinking about it more, he did the wrong thing. He botched. It was his fault. And he said he missed it.
Man, I missed it.
We're wondering, what have we missed? We're wondering what things in our lives might we have been able to have gotten done, but we didn't. We had a good plan. We missed it, though. I'm going to give you an example, Dave.
Okay, please, yeah.
My goal, when I got home from the Caps game last night, late in the evening, the whole way driving home, I had some energy. The Caps had scored 6 goals. I'd seen Ovi go for 900. I was feeling the juice of life. I knew the kids were asleep. The wife was asleep. I said, when I get home tonight, I'm going to put on some sweats, and I'm going to go for a nice long walk around the neighborhood. I got home, changed into those very clothes that would have been comfortable to walk around the neighborhood in, plopped down on the couch for just a second to check my phone, scrolled Instagram Reels for about 26 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you knew, I wasn't feeling as energetic. I was a little tired. I was comfortable. And I said, I don't need to finish off the 10,000 steps today. So I decided to go upstairs and go to bed. And I didn't take that trip around the neighborhood that I wanted. You know what I did, Danny?
What'd you do?
Man, I missed it.
I missed it. I'll give you one more example.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I'm getting the hang of it. I think I get it.
This one's a little more recent. It happened today, as a matter of fact.
This is today that happened?
Happened about 15 minutes ago. I missed something, guys. Yesterday, I put a Reese's cup in the work freezer. A Reese's cup someone gave me, and I said, I don't want it. Don't give it to me. I can't eat Reese's cups. I'm Copair Pulse. And they said, it's just one. I'm going to give it to you. I said, don't do that. And they left it right there for me. So sure enough, it was just talking to me. It was chirping me. It was staring at me the whole day. And I went and put it in the freezer, and I said, somebody's going to eat this. I know they will. So at the end of the day yesterday, before I went to the Capitals game. I went and opened the freezer, and it was still there. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to eat it. I closed the freezer door. Today, I go to the bathroom. I'm in the kitchen. And I thought to myself, I wonder if that Reese's cup's still in the freezer. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to eat it. I will not eat this Reese's cup, but I'm just going to see if it's still there. No chance it survived over 24 hours in a standalone Reese's cup in a freezer at work. And sure enough, there it was looking back at me. And then I opened it up and I ate it. I wasn't supposed to eat that Reese's cup.
I see.
I knew I wasn't going to eat it when I opened the door. I just wanted to make sure it was still there. And then I found myself eating it. You know what happened?
What happened?
Man, I missed it.
I missed it.
Missed it. I got one.
Okay.
Take you back to freshman year of high school. My good friend David Kiva and I both discovered the fact that we both are kind of into and like the same girl and both kind of want to take her to homecoming. So all of a sudden, we're on the phone with each other, trying to figure out logistically what makes the most sense. Well, it's fine if you ask Kathleen Sanford, but like, what am I supposed to do? Because there's no one else I can take. And so we're going back and forth over the course of hours. And this hours turns into days where we're both trying to be true to each other. We're both trying to make sure that we're not screwing the other guy over. When you know Dan Sullivan asks Kathleen Sanford to homecoming. Then Kathleen Sanford and Dan Sullivan date for pretty much 2 years.
Mm.
You know who didn't get to take Kathleen Sanford homecoming? This guy. I didn't ask. So now that I made it.
Man, I missed it.
See what I'm saying?
Certainly did.
I missed it.
How did you guys miss it is the question. At 800-636-1067. We don't want poor Dan Quinn to feel like he's the only one missing things.
People miss things.
Everybody misses things all day long. Every hour of every day, somebody's missing something. Toby, surely you've missed something at some point.
Oh, I missed big time. Unfortunately, I missed big time. So there was an opportunity to go to a concert with a female I was interested in.
Ah, recurring theme here.
Yeah, we had somewhat agreed that we were going to go. It was still tentative. And then I found that I had been on the schedule to go to this baseball game to work, which I could have easily gotten out of, and I could have gone to this concert instead. I went to the baseball game. I don't even recall a thing about the baseball game, which if you know anything about me, I can recall everything about every game I go to. It was the least memorable baseball game I've ever been to. Therefore, I...
Man, I missed it.
Tobes.
Missed that one, I think.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
What was the concert?
Shawn Mendes.
Ooh, Sparks would have been flying, too. Was she into Tobes?
I don't know. Probably not.
But now we'll never know.
I can tell you one thing. I'm going home by myself tonight.
Man, well, I missed it.
I like, by the way, that you say probably not. I mean, she might have been.
We will never know.
Would Toby know if she was? That's the better question. I'm not even joning. I'm really asking. If she was into you, would you be able to tell?
Potentially, I've no clue.
Then I'm going to say no. You probably wouldn't. Darius, what have you missed?
Let Ryan go first. Is that it? Is that yours?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't come up with this hours ago or anything. That's fine. Ryan, what did you miss?
I've missed a lot in my life as well, but I'll take this back to the 2024 West Palm Beach trip. The boys on the road.
Oh, no.
We go to a nice restaurant. Oh, I enjoy a great steak.
Mm, good steak.
Great steak. And our waitress is lovely. She was single. I was single at the time. And there are some sparks flying. There are some opportunities. She was like, I'm off tomorrow, and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you'll have fun. I'm going to stay with Grant, Danny, and Darius, and Toby, and we're going to have a great old jolly time in West Palm Beach. Guys, therefore.
Man, I missed it.
Two things. One,
yep.
Quite a choice by Ryan, who's in a relationship,
to bring that
to talk
one up
about the time that he missed out on another hangout?
Something?
With another female? That's a thing that just happened.
Yep.
Wouldn't have had that in the office pool.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go.
Sure.
Second, I'm sensing a theme here.
There is a theme.
You, Toby, Ryan, I mean,
yep.
Doesn't have to be female related.
But just, that's what jumped up in our minds.
Just dudes being dudes here,
I will tell you that this young lady who was just beautiful and so sweet, the equivalent of throwing chum in the water, and Ryan the shark was like, I'm not hungry. I don't really need this blood and guts. No thanks.
You ever seen Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
This was the actual scene in real life form of the gorgeous chick stopping the bus, saying that they need some men to oil them up for their bikini competition. And Harry and Lloyd tell her where they can find the men, that they're that way.
Do you realize what you've done?
Ryan was Harry and Lloyd.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow. The town is back that way.
Let's go to Kenny, who's in Largo on Grant and Danny. The segment is called I Missed It.
I Missed It.
What do you got, Kenny?
Grant, Daniel, how you doing, fellas?
Good, buddy.
Very well.
I think I have a I Missed It moment that may hit close to home with you guys. Well, with the station, I'll say.
Okay.
So, I'm a drummer, right? And I play in bands around the city. So, we had this one particular show in D.C. And lo and behold, Brian Mitchell was, B. Mitch was there. So, I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely going to get a picture with Brian Mitchell. Definitely going to get a picture with Brian Mitchell. So, the first time I saw him, we were playing. So, I said, all right, we're going to go on break. I'm going to go up to him. I'm going to, you know, come and get my picture. Then I said, nah, you know, he over there talking to people. I'm just going to wait. And one of my bandmates went over there, talked to him, got a quick picture. I said, ah, you know what? Next time we go on break, I got him. The next time we go on break, I said, you know, he over there eating a cocktail. You know, he probably don't want a picture with me. I said, you know, I'm going to just wait until, like, toward the end of. So we get back on stage, and we had one more break. Right before we went on break, he walked out the door, and I didn't see him no more.
Mm. Man, I missed it.
That's a perfect I missed it moment.
You missed
that's
it.
Man, I missed it.
You missed it.
Quite literally the photo, but in a larger sense, you missed it.
You missed it.
I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thank you for sharing that.
That's a difficult memory for
you. That one's
hard. And by the way, that's a Commanders, well, really, a Redskins legend. That could be a Hall of Famer at some point in the very near future. Should be a Hall of Famer in the case of Brian Mitchell. Let's go to Maddie and Stafford on Grant and Danny. Matt, the segment is called I Missed It. We're doing this to try to show Dan Quinn that misery loves company. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Nice to talk to you both.
Hey, buddy.
I called the Junkies fantasy football expert Dave Richard during speed round segment, and I forgot Romeo Dube's name. Therefore, I was.
Man, I missed it.
Therefore, I missed it.
Yeah.
So I actually heard that live, and I texted Matt, and I was like, bro. Now, we still don't quite know his name because you're looking for Romeo Dobbs, my guy.
There's so much pressure, though, when they do the speed round.
Yeah.
Because you can't say, what's up, guys, or hey. Like, a natural response when someone calls your name or says something is any kind of greeting. And that they're trying to coach that right out of you. You got to just say, PPR, flex spot, Romeo Dobbs, Christian Watson.
Matt froze like Elsa at the end of Olaf's voyage. They go to him and he goes, Justin Jefferson or Romeo? And I'm like, come on, Matt.
Come on, Matt.
He's like,
come on.
Romeo. And they're like, gas face. You know, they just,
yep.
They hang up, they do the thing.
It's got to be so dejecting when they hang up on you like that.
Sheer panic set in for my guy. Ben in Fairfax, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up, Ben?
Oh, man, for 25 years, this is just, ugh. So I grew up going to all sorts of Orioles games because my mom's company had third row up from third base tickets. Great seats. Go to a handful a year for free, mind you. I thought that would never end. September 2001, 9/11, reschedules a week of baseball. So our game gets rescheduled. Ends up being on the night of my freshman prom. Well, that's a one-time thing. I go to Orioles games all the time. You know what game it was? Cal Ripken's last game.
No.
Therefore.
Man, I missed it.
You sure did. That's tough. Sorry, bud. They only got one of those.
Yeah, they make one.
That's one of those games that 90,000 people have been to.
Yeah.
Because everybody says they were there, but he can't, and everybody knows he didn't go. Makes it hard.
Because you did the reverse Goodwill Hunting. Like, I got to see about a girl.
At 5 o'clock, we're going to talk Cliff Kingsbury, who met with the media today. There's a lot to chew on Cliff and the broken offense and what he's got to do better and differently. But next, we want to hear from you guys. Dan Quinn missed it with Jaden Daniels. What did you miss? 800-636-1067. G&D on the fan.
Man, I missed it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dan Quinn admitted that when it came to protecting Jaden Daniels from getting injured down 31 with 7 minutes to play, he just wasn't doing what he needed to do. He missed it. And so, based on that, misery loves company, we're telling you what we've missed. 800-636-1067 is the number. An example I gave, Danny, of something that I missed was last night I wanted to close the rings, as you like to say. I wanted to get my 10,000 steps. I knew all the way home I was going to do it. I was going to walk around my neighborhood. Then I scrolled some reels, and I went to bed.
Man, I missed it.
Oh, what's up, Dan? Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there. I was going to ask Kathleen Sanford to homecoming, but so was my friend David Kiva. We couldn't figure out who to do or what to do or how to handle it. And in the interim, Dan Sullivan, who didn't have any connection to us at that point, went ahead and asked her, and they dated for 2 years. So I
missed it.
Yeah.
Darius, have you come up with anything yet?
I have. So Grant went to me to do this segment, and then I didn't. So, no, I won't do that. Actually, it's funny. It's actually radio related.
Now, that is a good one, though.
That is a good one.
So. Man, I missed it.
Yeah, there you go.
It is radio related. Long before I was producer of the show, long before I worked in the promotion department here at 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey, I was a fan of this show. I used to be like the many people that listen to the show right now. I used to sit in the car and listen. I used to sit in the computer and listen to the Grant and Danny radio
program.
Can you
imagine Dad just listening to our show?
And like what, being in the car with his dad, be like, no, Dad, try this one. This right, show's okay.
He'd be like, Dad, please. FM, it's okay. We promise.
FM's so much clearer. It's a much clearer signal.
Yeah.
And I've once called into the show. I don't really recall what the topic was, but it was my first. I would have been a first-time caller and all that. The guy before me said exactly what I wanted to say.
Oh,
I mean, literally
sucks
word for word said exactly what I wanted to say.
You have no recollection of it.
I wish I could remember. It was definitely something Redskins related.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what the topic was, God, word for word said exactly what it was. So I hung up, and then I hear next on the radio, let's go to Darris in Upper Marlboro. Darris, what's up? And there was nothing. And you're like, oh, I guess we're moving on. And you go to the next caller, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Man, I missed it.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
So me going to you a minute ago and you telling me you had couldn't talk then was the second time in show history that it's happened.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I missed it.
Wow.
Once on the phone, once live. If you mess up via fax, we got the trifecta.
I don't know if I knew that. I faintly remember some of that story that you've said
before.
I
didn't know that at all.
I don't know. I knew all those details.
Yeah. I really wish I could remember what the topic was, but yeah. I couldn't believe it.
What you were calling about.
I still have never prior to working here, I had never called in to a show before. So that was literally my first time ever calling into a radio show.
So to this minute, have you?
No.
It is different because like the chime, you don't really know what's going on. It's plus you're a little nervous potentially.
I was definitely nervous. Super nervous.
It wasn't that. You just hung up because you're like, oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, my point's gone. So, and of course you went to me next.
You must have hung up the second we were going to you.
Yes.
Because. You know, obviously, if you're gone, I wouldn't have even known to go there.
It happened to me as a kid calling Ken Beatrice at night. Like, the guy before me made the same point. I was like, I got to bail.
All right, let's go rapid fire here with I missed it. Knock out as many as we can to help out Dan Quinn feel a little better. We'll start with Mo in Largo. Mo, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Buddy.
So there is a prominent sports bar that was doing a renovation. And they afforded me the opportunity to come in and do the AV upgrade. At the time, I was starting a new job with a new position, trying to get certifications and everything. And logistically, it just didn't work for me. And the place is just immaculate. I see it every time I open up my IG. I see the feed. You guys know the place. He's a great dude. I just, at the time, it just didn't work for me. And I missed it, fellas.
Man, I missed it.
And at least it keeps kicking you in the shin every time you see it.
At least I see it a bunch.
Jim in Springfield.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
So, about 2007, I just graduated Radford. I was doing an internship at a radio station up here. And my DJ asked me what I was doing for the weekend. I said, oh, I'm going back down to Radford to visit some friends. And I go down there that weekend. It's the weekend of the yearly concert. And it's a country concert. I'm not a big country fan, but my friends are like, hey, we got tickets, extra $30. So who is it? Oh, it's this person. I don't know him. I'll just go to the bar instead. So I get back the next week. My DJ says, oh, so how was your weekend? I said, oh, it was good. It was the yearly concert going on that week. He said, oh, who is it? I don't know. Some 17-year-old girl named Taylor Swift. I didn't go. I said, you're an idiot.
Man, I missed it.
I bet you that comes up every now and then.
I bet you might have.
Ron in Upper Marlboro. What'd you miss?
Yeah, so I have a friend who moved up to New York a couple of years ago, and she called me and said, hey, Ryan, it sounds crazy, but there's a play where folks are rapping about the founding fathers. You got to go. So I looked up the tickets. I could get in the orchestra for about $200 in like the lower level orchestra. My wife was pregnant at the time, and she had some pretty bad morning sickness. I said, oh, I'll wait until the summertime. And that play turned out to be Hamilton. And so I was unable to get into even the theater for less than $1,000. So, therefore...
Man, I missed it.
You certainly did,
Coach. Missed that one.
Josh in Upper Marlboro.
Yeah, man. I feel like I should hang up in honor of Darris right now. But so my wife and I have this thing where every time we get into a dispute, which is not that often, it's very, very important that she is always right and I'm always wrong and I must cave really quickly if we're going to be a happy household again. That's just the pattern. She's a Taurus. She's 5 foot nothing of electricity and I got to cave. But this time I was recently in a dispute with her and I was 1,000,000% right. I mean, Danny Rouillet adamant. I'm 100% right and she's completely wrong. Mm-hmm. And I knew that to be the case and I was solid, like 24 hours in, I'm not cracking. I can start to see her sweating. She's about to come give me a hug. She's not quite there yet, but like I'm gonna finally win this thing. And earlier today I caved. I brought her tacos for lunch. I was tired of it being awkward. And I know she's somewhere smiling right now because I missed it.
Man, I missed it.
You had it, dude. Just play the waiting game.
It's so hard.
It was over.
It's so hard to wait, Grant.
You were on the goal line.
It's so hard to wait.
Yeah, but he kicked a field goal from the goal line.
I know, on first down. I know what he did, and he knows what he did, too.
First and goal from the one.
He knows.
Hey, Matt, you want to go kick a field goal? Where's Matt Gay at? Tell him to put his helmet on.
Let's just get three and go home.
Come on, man. We're all just pulling for you. You don't get that. You had it.
You know how many husbands are right?
Vic in Gaithersburg. Hello, Vic.
How you guys doing, man? Hey, Darius, don't feel bad because I've literally done the same thing on Grant and Danny. But I got two quick ones, right?
And that goes around, by the way.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It's not a very exclusive club. You guys aren't Ovi, okay? There's a lot of people in that club.
All right, well, you guys aren't in it, so. But I got two, right? So last night, I went to McDonald's, got three fresh baked cookies, demolished two of them. I said, you know what? There's one more. I want to save it for tomorrow morning. I don't want to eat it right now because it's really good, but I'll save it for the morning for a little quick little snack. I woke up in the morning. My wife gets up before me. She threw it away. I should have ate it. I missed it.
Man, I missed it.
Bro, why didn't you eat the cookie?
Mm.
You know what, though? He missed it because of her. That wasn't even his own fault. Like, he was planning on eating the cookie the whole time. That happens to me sometimes. I'll leave the house and there's brownies or something, and I'll go, I'm doing good today.
Yep.
I'm not going to eat that brownie, but I might have a sliver of the edge or the corner or something like after I have a great day and treat myself with that. And then I'll get home and they're just pummeled and they're gone. Not my fault, but I did miss it.
But it's a process thing, right? I mean, how did we get here? Jaden Daniels got injured. Dan Quinn didn't injure him, but it's a process. You left the brownie. You left the cookie. He left Jaden Daniels in.
Let's go to Teak in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Teak?
Hey, I was at the seventh game National Park World Series, viewing on the Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
For the seventh game, you know, the seventh game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the sixth inning. We weren't doing all that well. It started raining, and I was like, oh, man, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't watch us lose. I left. When I got home, I turned on the TV just to check how bad it was. And they were celebrating all over the place. I missed it.
Man, I missed it.
That's terrible. You missed how.
That's what Dan Quinn was talking about.
Pole? You missed the clank in Houston driving home because of a little rain. You missed it.
Adam Eaton single up the middle, scoring two.
That gets a Charlie and Dave. You blew it. All right, maybe we'll run it back another time.
Success, I think.
I thought it was a win.
Successful.
I missed it. We didn't miss the segment,
mm-mm.
But Dan missed it.
Yeah, audience loved it.
And we missed it. All right, audience.
The crowd loved it.
If they liked it, that's fine. What does Cliff Kingsbury have to change for this offense to get going next on Grant and Danny?
Man, I missed it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.